from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
The New Zealand candidate gains ground in the contest for Director General of the WTO. The Grenadian Prime Minister orders an investigation of one of the country's offshore banks, and Guyana's public sector strike begins to bite. I'm Oren Gordon, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The question of who will be the next Director General of the World Trade Organization seems a little clearer now, with reports that the candidacy of Supachai Panichpakdi of Thailand seems to be weakening. One report even said he'd been ruled out of the race to succeed Renato Ruggiero. Earlier today, the EU's ambassador to the WTO, Roderick Abbott, said the other candidate, New Zealand's Michael Moore, now has greater support than Dr. Supachai. The United States, which wields considerable influence within the organization, backs Mr. Moore.
It is a fact that they do support Mr. Moore, and other countries, including some of the community member states, also support Mr. Moore. But a large number of other countries support Dr. Supachai. Now, according to the numbers that we were given last Friday, Mr. Moore now has more support than Dr. Supachai, and that's the first time that that's been said.
Roderick Abbott, the BBC's Claire Doole, has been following this evening's meeting of the WTO in Geneva. I asked her a short